Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. We're teaching a series about how to walk in divine health, and some of the things that is to walk in God's divine love. If you don't walk in God's divine love, you can't walk in divine health. So we've been talking about what this is and how to walk in it. So today I'm going to continue on here, and I'm going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. After we come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, for the privilege to study your word, to have your word, and to know that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, Lord, reveal to us the truth of your mighty word as we study it. Thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. We see here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, follow after love. In other words, pursue love. The Amplified Bible says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. Because if you don't walk in love, you can't have hope, you can't have faith. Nothing works. Everything is based upon your walking in God's kind of love. Now then, we need to understand that love is not something that just is full grown overnight. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and fruit grows. I don't know of a single fruit that starts out as a full-grown apple or pear or whatever. It starts out as from a little bitty tiny thing, a little bloom. It grows out, and over time, it develops and produces into a beautiful piece of fruit. Well, love is the same thing, that love can grow and it can develop, and it is a fruit. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it clearly tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Fruit of the Spirit is love. It's also joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And against such, there is no law. As we have said, if you are walking in love. Now, this is a big if right here. If you're walking in God's divine love, no charge can be brought against you by the devil. The devil has no claim to you, so he cannot make you sick. He cannot afflict you. When you realize that all sickness and disease comes from the enemy, there's no sickness and disease in God. It all comes from the devil. And he can't put it on you until he gets legal right to you, until you step out of a love walk with God. So long as you're walking in a love walk with God, if you'll develop this fruit, this love. Now then, what do we, or you and I, as Christians, have to do to grow or be able to bring forth the fruit of our spirit? The Lord tells us in this verse here in John 15, verse 1. In John 15:1, he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So here's the secret. You have to abide in the King, Jesus. He considers himself the vine, and we are the branches. And any branch is where the fruit is produced. And the fruit on a branch cannot produce if the branch is broken off of the vine. The vine has to be there. And of course, we know that Jesus, the vine, is always there. So the vine is there, and our branches are there. And then if we abide in him, and his words abide in us, we shall produce much fruit. Because he said, for without me, you can do nothing. Now, all these mighty stories, testimonies, healings, deliverances, and everything that I've told you about over the last several months here on GLC, Jesus did every one of those things. I didn't do any of them. Everybody that got delivered, he did it. Everybody that got healed, he did it. Everybody got saved. He did it. He did it all. But he does it all based around my love walk and my faith. When I pray the prayer of faith for someone, if I'm not walking in love, he don't answer the prayer. So it's extremely important that I stay in a love walk all the time, 24/7. Walk with God. Be obedient to his word. Anything, people say, well, how do I know what's sin? Let me tell you. If you're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, and you start to do something, anything, and there's any indication to you that it might be wrong, it's wrong. Because that's the Holy Spirit prompting you that what you're fixing to do is wrong. But what do you say? But I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Okay. Go ahead and do it. He will prompt you a few times. And if you don't stop doing it, then he'll stop prompting you. And he'll just let you go ahead and do that. But you know what it will do? It will bring forth sickness and disease to your flesh. And it will kill you prematurely, early. And then you will wonder, why did this happen to me? Well, you go back and check 10 years ago, and you found out that when you first did that the first time, there was something told you, no. But you didn't listen. You said, I'm going to do it anyway because it feels good to the flesh. And you went ahead and did it. You stepped out of the vine. You stepped out of a love walk with God. And so he stopped telling you or prompting you by the Spirit that what you're doing is wrong. And so what that will do, that will bring forth sickness and disease to your flesh, and it will bring forth an early death. People want to know why Christians die at 40 or 30 or 20 or whatever. Well, let me tell you. Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. If this book is true, and we know it is, and if you died at 25 years old, there was a sin there of some kind, yours or your parents or something, but there was something wrong. And you can't deny that. Because God says, if you obey me and do everything I tell you to do, and you'll study my word and do everything it says, he said, I will satisfy you with long life, and I will take all sickness and disease away from you. So I've come to realize today we don't know what sin is. We have not taken sin to the depths that God's taken it. We just think that if we do something gross, like murder somebody or commit adultery, that's sin. But there's a lot of things you can do that's sin that's just as bad as those two that'll take you out of a love walk with God. In fact, he says in his word in Romans 14:23, anything you do that's not according to faith or the word of God is sin. He says, if you even eat and don't eat in faith, you're sinning. Well, I wonder, to step out of that love walk with God, somebody brings in some food and you didn't bless it. You didn't say, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for setting this wonderful food before me. You just sinned. God tells you in his word to all food is clean, but sanctify with the word of God and prayer with thanksgiving. He told you what to do. People said, I don't know what God's will is. Well, then you need to read his will. His will is the King James or the Bible, the word of God, and especially for you and I today as Christians, the New Testament. That's where all of our covenant is written. He tells us what he likes and what he don't like. And you need to listen to what he says. You need to do what he says. So he said, bless everything you eat and drink. Somebody says something in front of you, a glass of water, a cup of water like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless it. In fact, when I was handed this a while ago, I blessed it right off. And I was handed a cup of hot tea a while ago. First thing I did was bless it. Somebody told me it had already been blessed. I said, that's okay. I'll bless it again. It doesn't hurt to double bless it, triple bless it. But whatever you do, do what God says. Make the king happy. Walk in love and do what he says. Then he says, so if we're the branches, and he that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So we do what he said in the next couple of verses here, and we can produce the fruit of our spirits, of which the greater is love. Now listen to what he says in John 15:4. Here he's telling you. He says, abide in me, and I in you, As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So we see from the above verses, we have to grow our love. We have to grow it like fruit grows. No fruit starts out full grown. No, it starts out as a tiny little bud, and then a little flower, and finally into the fruit. Our love must work the same way. We must talk about Jesus and study his word. We must pray, and the more time we spend with him, the more we love him and his word, and the more like him we become. We're being made into his image. Now, walking in the Spirit is walking in love. When you walk in the Spirit, you walk in love. Now, the next few verses will tell us how to tell if you're walking in the Spirit or in the flesh. Now, these scriptures are very clear. This is in Galatians 5. Start with verse 16. Verse 5, 16, the Word of God says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." Now, this is if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. The law has no hold on you when you walk in the Spirit. You have total freedom. You walk in grace. You walk above the law. So you don't want to fall from grace, because when you fall from grace, you fall back under the law. And then the devil has legal right to get you when you sin. So you want to walk in love. You want to do what the Lord says. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest or made known, which are these." Now this is the way you can tell where you're living. If you're walking in the Spirit, you will not do any of these things. But if you're walking in the flesh, this is what you will do. Now he's talking to Christians. If you walk in the flesh, this is what happens. These are the things that will manifest. Adultery. Fornication, which is sex outside of wedlock. A man and a woman that's not married, that's having sex, is called fornication. Adultery is when a man and a woman that are married, that have sex with someone else outside of the marriage relationship. That's adultery. They commit adultery against their mate. But fornication is just a man that's, or a woman that's not married, that has sex with someone else. That's the flesh. Oh, the works of the flesh. And then it says uncleanness. Uncleanness. Doing things that are unclean.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.